Amen. Let's close our eyes, beloved, and sing this song loud and clear. Power must change hands in my life, no matter what that power must change hands in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil may say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, power must change us in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil. Sing it again loud and clear. Power must change us in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil may say. Hallelujah, power must change us in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil may say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, power must change and sweep our life. Hallelujah, matter what the devil say. Amen. How many of you are happy that the Lord has spared your life to this day? And so with a heart full of praise, sing this song loud and clear. If you appreciate what the Lord has done for you, let nobody's voice be louder than yours. Alpha, Omega, Omega, beside you, there is no other, there is no other God. Alpha, Omega, Omega, beside you, there is no other. There is no other God. Alpha, Omega, beside you, there is no other God. All other gods, they are the worlds of man. You are the most beautiful. There is no all other God, all other God. Where you are the only God. There is, sing it again, all other God, all other God, all other God. Yeah, oh yes, you are the only God. There is no, sing it again. All that God, yeah. Oh yes, you are the most God. There is no like you. Mama dirigi chineke, mama dirigi oyama, mama dirigi chineke. Mama dirigi, mama dirigi, chineke, mama dirigi, oyoma, mama dirigi, chineke, mama dirigi, oyoma, mama dirigi, chineke, mama dirigi, oyoma. Mama dirigi chineke, mama dirigi Alagbara ni bamba Alagbara ni omo Alagbara ni emi mi mo Alagbara ni meta lo Alagbara Alagbara ni baba Alagbara 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 ni omo Alagbara Alagbara ni emi mi mo Alagbara ni meta lo Oludande 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 ni baba Oludande 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 ni omo Oludande Oludande ni emi mi mo Oludande ni meta lo You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name, Jehovah. I will praise your name, Jehovah. You are the awesome God. You are the Sing it loud and clear. I will praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name, Jehovah. We praise your name, Jehovah. Shout hallelujah! All eyes closed. This is the first Palm of Shenzhen service in the year 2010. And I have words from the Lord to so many people gathered here today. Some of these words are strange words. May sound unbelievable, but mark these words of the Holy Ghost. For as the Lord lives and his spirit is alive, they shall all come to pass. The Lord said there are people here this morning. And listen to me very well. That God will arise and turn you into a land of joy. Such people are here this morning. Lord said there are people in this service this morning. You have been having terrible battles all your life. But the Lord said I should tell you to get ready for your celebration. Get ready for your celebrations. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said that reproach that has been making them to laugh at you, that same reproach will become your testimony. The Lord said there are some people here this morning. The catapulting promotion you are going to have will shock your friends and surprise your enemies. I have a word for some people here too. The Lord said the line of barrier, the circle of barrier that they have built around you so that you cannot move where you should move and you cannot achieve what you want to achieve, that circle is broken to pieces. And that power that has been holding your wedding bells from ringing, the hands of that power shall wither. Not only this, there are some people here who for years and years and years The enemy has caged your foreign benefits. The God of the suddenly shall arise, and those benefits shall be released. I see a woman in this meeting. The Lord said if you were to consider the behavior of your husband, nothing good will ever happen to him. But because of you and you are here, that for your sake, the man shall be elevated to a great place. Amen. This very year, it shall all come to pass. As 7 persons here, something is going wrong, and the doctor's opinions are divided. But I have a word from heaven to you, that whatever is the problem, heaven have overruled them now. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Very quickly before you sit down, and you have a short time to pray these powerful prayers, because this service too will soon close. Everything you want to do here, do it in a military way. Say, every Red Sea harassing my life, clear away in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray against the Red Sea. Let the Red Sea be cleared away by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power assigned to terminate my life this year, I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that prayer loud and clear to you. Jesus' name we pray. Say, every yoke affecting my moving forward, break by fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this year, I declare that I am untouchable. I am unstoppable. Say, this year, I declare I am untouchable. I am unstoppable. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it upon your life. I'm untouchable, I'm unstoppable. In Jesus' name we pray. Wickedness of the wicked assigned against me, expire in the name of Jesus. Command their wickedness to expire. Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful morning like this. And we thank you for your grace, power, and love. We thank you for the manifestation of the Spirit of God. We thank you for last year, 2009. We thank you for your protection, for your loving kindness, for being our rock and our shield, for being our nail in the sure place, for being our shelter in the storm of that year, for disappointing our enemies last year. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. Make sure you look at seven persons because who will smile at you, because you need to say it to them with a smile. You have to say it to the person with a big smile. Tell the person, this year, you shall move to a new level. In the name of Jesus. Say it to seven people with a smile. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Beloved, I plead with you to listen very carefully to this short message. We should drive us into our next set of prayers. And after that time, we're going to pray on our 12 request prayer letters. And then we shall collect all those prayer letters from you, because we must still constantly intercede. Amen. So we collect those papers. Don't go home with your prayer requests of today. We are going to collect them. And don't bother writing your name on it. If you write it, fine. But you don't have to. Amen. The power of deep people. The power of deep people. The power of deep people. Listen carefully to this short message. Not everything on earth is on the surface. There are surface items, there are deep items. Unfortunately, those surface items don't control anything. The controller of most things are things you cannot see with your eyes. This is a very serious matter. In Psalm 42 verse 7, Psalm 42 verse 7, Psalm 42 verse 7 says this, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the water sprout. It is the deep that can reach out to the deep. It's the deep that can reach out to the deep. The surface will always reach out to the surface. God is looking for a class of people this year who he can classify as deep people. Spiritually deep. People with deep love for God, deep Christianity, not surface Christianity. It's the deep that can reach out to the deep. Now in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Daniel 2, 22 is an interesting passage. Daniel 2, 22 says, he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within. Many, many aspects of our lives are not on the surface, they are deep. And we need to get deep to reach out to them. There are plenty of things that are happening now. There are plenty of things that are wrong. We have plenty of missionaries without missions. We have plenty of trustees who cannot be trusted. We have plenty of profiteering prophets roaming around as men of God. We have more lip service now than life service for God. We have plenty who are running after God as a more powerful medicine instead of serving God because they love him. They regard God as a more powerful fetish item. We have many who use God as option instead of God as priority. Right now we have an epidemic of false commitment, failed relationship and disloyalty. The Almighty God is getting fed up with all these misalignments and miscalculations that people practice. There is plenty of pick me up and put me down when it is convenient for us syndrome in our midst. So many eyes of lust have seen the night of pleasure, but they fail to see the destruction that will follow. Many come to church, but they are so worldly that they are better kept with the world. The best definition of worldliness is anything that steals your hunger for God is worldliness. Close to half of our present generation has gone through divorce. Families have been torn apart by infidelity and wicked husbands. Truly, beloved, this generation is a wounded generation. Loneliness and hopelessness is all over the place. In fact, in many parts of the world now, the idea is loneliness and individuality. And many who claim to be born again are just deceiving themselves. As far as heaven is concerned, they are actually born against. There is a terrible scarcity of genuine prophets and prophetesses of God. There is genuine scarcity of Christians with deep commitment. And herein lies the lamentation this year, that this kind of shallow Christianity will be an easy prey for the enemy this year. One of the most amazing statements Jesus ever made, that he said, many shall come unto me on that day, and they will say, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not heal the sick in your name? Was it not in your name? We did this, we did that. And Jesus will say, I never knew you. Get away from me, you workers of iniquity. One of the deepest statements that Jesus ever made, one of the most amazing statements, for him to tell somebody who has been calling Jesus, Jesus, prayer, prayer, and say, I don't know you. These people were prophesying in his name. They were doing wonderful works in his name. They had plenty of Christian names. They healed the sick. They did all kinds of works. Yet he said, I don't know you. How is it possible that somebody will be calling the name of God and God says, I don't know you? It's when you are shallow. Plenty of shallow Christianity around. Shallow Christians don't know God, and God does not know them. When we say something is shallow, it's not deep, it's empty, it's superficial, surface. That's why you could find Christians going to the native doctors. That's why if you can find Christians running from this place to that place, go to from that mountain to this mountain, from this Baba to that Baba, from that prophetess, running all over the place because of shallowness. That's why you find somebody who will leave Lagos to travel 20 miles, 30 miles, 40 miles, and he says, I'm going to a mountain, I want to go and seek God. The God that did not speak to you in your bedroom, you want him to talk on the mountain. The simple answer is shallowness. That's the correct name. When something is shallow, then it's wishy-washy. It's retarded, not strong. It only concerns what is obvious. Meaning that it's possible to be a member of a church and do great things for God, but you don't know God and God does not know you. Your father may be the greatest archbishop and he has bought all the pews in all the churches, but you need to find God by yourself. A person can be coming to church 1,000 times in different form, but he needs a personal interaction with Jesus. It is this personal interaction with the Lord that most Christians lack. But God is more interested in that personal interaction with him than all the works we're doing. Working for God is not the same as knowing him. You could work for a person and not know that person personally. Many are loud, noisy, and proud, and yet there is very little depth in them. When you don't know your Bible, you are a shallow Christian. When you cannot quote your Bible, no matter what name they call you, you are a shallow Christian. When your prayer stamina is low, your prayer temperature is so low, no matter what name you call yourself, you are a shallow Christian. The Bible says Jesus prayed all night. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not faint. So when you have low prayer stamina, you are a shallow Christian, shallow pastor, shallow usher, shallow whatever you call yourself. When you find worldly books more interesting than scriptural books, you are a shallow Christian. When you lack a desire to worship God, you are a shallow Christian. Ask yourself, do I sing alone in my room? Do I worship in songs? How many of these praise worship songs do I know? Sometimes when we start a service and praise worship starts, some people don't want to come in. They say the service has not started. All the ceremonial attendance in church is a sign of shallowness. The lack of quiet time. Don't have time you set aside to read your Bible and to pray. It's a mark of shallowness. We have so many shallow Christians. And that is why we have not been able to move the kind of mountain we should move in this country right now. Many are still busy pursuing the shadows instead of seeking the substance. Many need for their eyes to be open. They are not seeking for those open eyes. Many need for their ears to be open, but their ears are not open. Many have never seen a revelation of heaven before. You cannot continue like this in this double-digit year. 2010 is the first double-digit year in the 21st century. And it's a year that stands for the law, for righteousness, for judgment. God himself is a deep God. And only deep people can reach a deep God. It's deep people who see into mysteries. A deep person can stand there now and tell you what's going to happen in this country for the next 2 or 3 years. Because he has access to the mysteries of God. Deep people operate at higher levels. Deep people are not moved by sight, they are moved by their faith. Deep people understand the way of the prophets. Deep people move the purposes of God forward. So one of the major spiritual problems, if not the major one in the last days, is superficial life and shallowness. The desperate need of the hour is not for larger number of smart people. It's not for larger number of talented people, but deep people. People who are deep into God. Therein lies a great trouble. As far as heaven is concerned, we're supposed to be power generators. When we walk across a street, it ought to be impossible for witches and wizards to walk across the same street. When we are praying in our houses, it ought to be impossible for anybody with that power flying across because it will crash land. When we approach a place where there is darkness, the darkness will go out and light will come in. When we open our mouth and begin to talk, fire ought to come out of that mouth to destroy every establishment of darkness. All these witches are pursuing me. That is pursuing me. When you are a deep person, the reverse is the case. They will see you and run. They are supposed to be running away from you, not you running away from them. The power of deep people is that they put the enemies to flight. The power of deep people that they have access to the mysteries of God. The power of deep people is that they speak and their words bring them power. The power of deep people is that they make the enemy uncomfortable anywhere they are. One of the best days I've ever experienced. I still remember that day. And that day I was so happy. I was at the headquarters there. Some of you might have heard me sharing this. Some men were making noise at the gate. We want to see the general overseer. We want to see the general overseer. If you don't allow us to see him, we shall burn down this place. When I heard them say they shall burn down the place, I said, let them in. And they brought these 3 men, fairly old men, and they looked at me. I said, good morning, sir. They said, good morning. They said, are you the general overseer? I said, yes, by the grace of God. They said, well, we have just come to report one of your members to you. Since this man moved into our house, nobody in that house has been able to attend the witchcraft meetings. Amen. She said, as they are talking to me now, that his wife is on the sick bed because the wife did not attend witchcraft meeting and they disciplined her. The first thing I did was to pinch myself, to convince myself that I was wide awake, I was not seeing a vision. And I said, excuse me, sir, are you saying you are witches? They said, oh yes, that's what we're saying. So, because this man immediately is 12 o'clock. He will start praying, start speaking in tongues, and the whole house will get on fire. And the way to witchcraft meeting is blocked. Nobody is able to move out. I said, is the man very insultive? Said, no, perfect gentleman. I said, but immediately it's 12 midnight.
And he starts those prayers.
There's plenty of confusion here. Say, sir, we are not going to answer any of your questions again. This is the money the man paid for 2 years. He has only spent 6 months. Please just give him his money and ask him to move out. There was a man being asked to move out by witches because he was giving them headache. That kind of testimony is not the kind of testimony people like us normally hear. What you normally hear is that they are running after me. The man put a ring on his finger, he slapped my face. Believers are running from those who should be running from them because we refuse to be totally committed. We put one leg in the world, one leg in the house of God, and we expect the power of God to move and help us. We dress like prostitutes, we dress like Jezebel, and we expect the power of God to move. We cannot even differentiate sometimes whether this is a church or a disco hall. We cannot even differentiate. And you have plenty of wicked priests joining naked women and naked men together in church instead of ordering them to go and dress properly and come back. We have the scarcity of deep people today. As many people as are ready, God too is ready. Meaning that the prayer at this first palm was saying is different from the kind of prayers you are used to. They said, give a man a fish, you have given him a meal. But teach him to fish, you have fed him for life. So what we're doing here now is now teaching you to fish. If you can connect yourself to God and receive that anointing to be deep in God, don't need to be binding this, binding that, they will be the one running away. There is no way a careless mosquito, a careless housefly would decide to go and live on the surface of a hot pressing iron that you have plugged to electricity and it's 200 degrees centigrade hot. Deep people are broken people. Deep people are friends of God. Deep people are quiet people. Deep people are those who don't mind giving God anything. Deep people are incurable worshippers. Deep people are people over whose life money has no power. Deep people, they don't repeat errors. Deep people are disciplined. They are willing to accept responsibility. They are men and women of integrity. Deep people are prayerful. Deep people are addicted to the word of God. Deep people are those who are not seeking for approval of men and women. They are looking for the approval of heaven. Deep people have the patience and courage to be patient. Deep people are those who have connected themselves to heaven. We are going to pray some prayers. These are prayers that draw the power of heaven into a man's life. If we succeed in doing that, and you have resident power in you, anywhere you go, become a candidate of uncommon favor. But to key into that deepness of the power of God, the first thing is that you must surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. So that the kind of prayers we are going to pray now will favor you. Nobody is asking you what church you are going to, whether you are a church member or not. We have gone beyond that now. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet now. Let's rise up on our feet. All eyes closed. Rise up on your feet, all eyes closed. If you are in this meeting this morning, you say, man of God, I understand what you are saying. I need a change in my life. I want to connect to that deep God. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, very, very quickly find a way to this altar or any of the two altars at the back. Hurry up and do so on time because we need to go and pray some very deep prayers in this place today. Find a way very quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Don't continue to flow into this year without the adequate power of God in you. Don't joke with this golden opportunity God is offering to you. Don't joke with it at all. There are people here today who, if they connect to the deepness of the power of God, their lives will no longer remain the same. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to connect to the deep God. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you.
All the way to
Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just bow down your heads and see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Lord Jesus, take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, thank you for your children here. Today that they have surrendered their life to Jesus, lay your hands upon them. Anoint them. Move them forward. Do great things for their lives. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, the counselors will talk with you. And they give you packs from us. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads and tell the Lord that anything in my life that would disconnect me from heaven, Father, forgive me. I want the fullness of your power. I want your anointing upon me. Father, lay your hands upon me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its cloud may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future. For I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know and life is
Let's rise up on our feet, please. Immediately we begin to pray now. A lot of people will feel a heavy load being shifted away from them. A lot of people will experience what we call the touch of heaven. I want you to sing this song. This song is a common ancient Pentecostal song. Two songs like that. It said, somebody touch me. Said, somebody touch me. Somebody touch my soul. While I was praying to Jesus, somebody touched my soul. As I was singing that song, concentrate on heaven. Focus on it. Close your eyes. Sing the song. Focus on it. Put your heart on it. And see what the Lord will begin to do as you continue to sing. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch my soul. While I was praying to my Father, somebody touch my soul. Hallelujah.
Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch my soul.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody touched my soul.
Oh, while I was praying to my Jesus, somebody touched my soul. Hallelujah.
Somebody
open your mouth and sing it loud and clear.
Somebody touched my soul.
While I was praying to my Father, hallelujah.
Somebody,
hallelujah. Somebody touch my soul. Oh, while I was praying to my Father, somebody touch my soul. I want a fire that is fresh. I want a fire that is fresh. Old fire cannot do. I want a fire that is fresh. I want a fire that is fresh. I want a fire that is old fire cannot do. Old fire cannot do. I want a fire that is fresh.
I want a fire.
All fire cannot do. I want a fire that is fresh. I want a
fire.
Your hand. That is fresh. All fire cannot do. I want a fire that is fresh. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send that fire again, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire.
Send
the fire again, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire.
Send the
fire again. The Holy Ghost. Fire. Shout this loud and clear now. For those who want to dig deep into the Almighty, the louder you pray, the better. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours in these prayers. Please, there is no time to negotiate with the enemy. I want you to leave this gathering with full power inside of you. Shout this after me loud and clear. Power that cannot be insulted by any power of darkness. Can I hear all the sisters shouting this loud and clear? Is that the loudest the sisters can shout here this morning? Let me hear the brothers shouting it loud. Everybody together now. Look at me now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask for that power now. Ask for the power. Ask for the power. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Spiritual powerlessness in my life. What are you waiting for? Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray it loud and clear. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what's happening now. I wish you could see what is happening now. This next prayer was the prayer that sister prayed. And she fell into labor immediately. And she delivered a strange thing. And that was how the Lord opened her womb. If your voice can be loud as fire, that anointing will too come upon you. Can I hear you shouting this way? I'm going to shout my anointing that breaks the yoke. I am here. Look at me. In the name of Jesus. Anointing that breaks the yoke. Receive it. 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 Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Masete katenda yaboshanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. Things are happening here. The yoke is broken. Amen. 10 persons here. You drank so many evil concoctions. Concoctions by native doctors. There was no solution. Your organs are now under satanic instructions. And they've been fighting against you. But right now, as you pray that prayer, the evil instructions given to the organs of your body have been cancelled. That's the first person. That's number 2 person. That's number 3 person. That's number 4 person. That's number 5 person. Number 6. Number 7. Number 8. Number 9. And that's number 10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This next prayer, 7 groups of people should really pray this with holy anger and holy madness. Number 1, if you are here and somebody else has taken over your rightful position, pray this prayer with anger. Number 2, if you are here and your family members are already asking you to renounce your faith, they are already asking you to go into darkness, pray with holy anger. Number 3, if you are here and your problems seem to be getting stronger, pray with holy anger. Number 4, if you are here, you were severally very close to death. It will appear as if the spirit of death is pursuing you. Pray this one with boiling anger. Number 5, if you are here and you have been having terrible nightmares, strange creatures are attacking you. Pray with fire and with power. Number six, if you are here, things always go wrong at the edge of your breakthrough. Pray the way you've never prayed before. Number seven, if you are here and you are sick now, and the sickness, you don't understand it, and it wants to destroy your life, pray these prayers with fire, with power, with holy anger. Can I hear you saying this after me? Every power that wants me to expire, your time is up. In the name of Jesus. That's right. The power that wants me to expire, their time is up. Masopokatenda yaboshende rabakayaba. Ribosoponde ke yaboshente rabakasanta. Open your mouth and pray. Something must happen in your life right now. The power of God in the name of Jesus. Move. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. All those seven situations are being resolved now. Let's wait for that to be completed. You, the spirit of infirmity, hear the word of the Lord. The infirmity in the head, the one in the eyes, the one underneath the armpit, the one in the womb, the one in the stomach, the one in the intestine, the one in the liver, the one in the kidney, the one in the reproductive organ. Hear the word of the Lord. That place you are is not your habitation. You have no right to stay there. So I bind you and I cast you out. Loose your hold now. Loose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Shout this the way I'm going to shout my own. Power of bad luck. Power of setback. Can I hear you say that? Power. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Maseta katanya. Ribosoponde keyabo shende rabakantayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. There's someone here right now. You are inside a cauldron. It's like they are boiling you. Your body is so hot. They are boiling you in a cauldron of witchcraft. Right there where you are. The hand of God is upon you. And the evil pot is broken forever. There's someone here. Every January like this, the enemy is always bringing some particular problems your way. For this 2010, that will not happen to you anymore. Time people are here. The enemy has been using your own children against you. That ordination of darkness has been canceled now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Shout it in your language. Shout three Jericho destroying hallelujah. In louder, amen. Before we sing the closing hymn, raise up your prayer letter now, the 12-point prayer letter, and let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. We commit this prayer letter unto your holy hand. with our 12-point agenda. You are the God that answered by fire. Answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Let all the papers submitted now become mighty testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We're going to collect these papers now. All you need to do is just pass it to the person at your front. That one will pass it to the front. Then we'll collect it at the front here. Just move everything to the front like that. The ushers will be around to help you. Just pass it to the front, pass it to the front. Very quickly. Let's close our eyes. The Lord bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. For from there comes your help. There comes from the Lord who made the most and earth. Not suffer of you to be moved. For he that keepeth you in not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall enter slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Those who do not want to see you around, it is they we will not see around. The power of God shall be mighty upon you. You and your family, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And I put all of you in the envelope of fire. And by this time next month, you become a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Before you go home from this meeting, raise up your right hand to the heavens. We want to pray for our country. I want you to pray like this. Prince of Peace, take over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that now. Let the Prince of Peace take over this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every agenda of demotion, every agenda of disgrace for Nigeria, be scattered in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that too. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, say, oh God, arise. Fulfill your agenda for Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.